Don't pull an ice where you're all thumbs and fumble the one task that's monumental to the success of the show, which is recording it, right?
I've done that.
Correct.
Before.
All thumbs. He's the chairman, but he's also thumbs. All thumbs.
All thumbs today.
I'm all thumbs today. I don't know if this is going to sound... I think we tested this and it sounded okay on the initial record, but we are trying a slightly different setup at this point, and I think Jack can probably convey how odd it looks on the other end of his camera.
You have your camera on?
Yeah. Hey, should I shut it off
on.
Just so...
Oh, that's fine.
It look, no, no, it looks really weird. So you can elaborate. Go for it, please.
I am currently mobile. We are. What's the? Is it Oscar Mike Jack on the move?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are on the move in the back of Ice's Tesla. I'm in the back of Ice's Tesla. He is safely, I will repeat, safely piloting this ship, the good ship Bad Slant, down Chainbridge Road as
we
speak.
In a little bit, it's gonna pilot both of us.
Are you serious?
It will.
Is this a thing?
it is a thing.
Oh my god, I thought this was all like rumor and conjecture. I had no idea that this was actually going to happen.
I just need to get away from all these city people first.
Okay, fair enough. So I can open this bottle of Erkenjerk then, right? No?
Erkenjerk.
Jack knows what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
Mixing a bottle of Erkenjerk with what? Like orange soda?
I don't know. We thought it was a unique
I think so.
Concept. I'm literally driving on batteries, so...
We are running on fumes and batteries.
So it's like, why not use the batteries to power our equipment?
So if anyone's paying attention to our conversation, by evidence of the downloads, it's hard to say. But we had a little conversation about taking the show on the road at some point, and I think we had designs on doing it for episode 100. And there was a COVID scare, I think, that was close to the center of the Batcave.
Just a bit. I won't name names, but there was some slight concern, so I wanted to, for your safety and for everyone that's in the Batcave, I just want to make sure that everyone's good to go. So we decided
all
to
the
postpone.
Bats had to be safe.
Yeah, we had to postpone our... I don't know. It's a gamble. It's a gamble episode.
So. It is. This could be. I was telling Ice as we were trying to get this thing started as normal showtime was coming around. I was like, this could be either the best thing we do or the dumbest thing we do, and there's really no in between at this point.
No in between.
But Jack, you were kind of like the first stumbling block where you said, "There's no way in hell I'm sitting in the back of that car," and you know, given the most recent scare, we can't blame you, but. How did you really feel about the initial idea of this being floated?
Oh, I loved it.
Aside the safety aspect of it, obviously.
Right. I loved it. It's just, you know, it's different. You don't. It's basically where you think about like a radio show, right? You're listening on the radio. You're actually doing it from within the car, so it's like talk radio but in a car. It's like levels to it, right?
This
you're
is like
three
this is
levels
like real
deep.
Drive time radio right here right,
right
now.
Inception style, so
we're so deep.
it's cool. I mean, I'm sad that I can't be there, but at the same time, you guys, you boys will hold it down. And
are we pioneers? I don't know.
No, I wouldn't say we're pioneers.
I don't think there's many shows out there that does it on the road as they're driving.
Well, there's Jerry Seinfeld with comedians in cars getting coffee. So, I mean, it's not quite the same thing, but they are.
Are we going to do carpool karaoke?
Shut up.
No,
shut up.
No.
Don't make me pull the cables out of this son of a bitch and stop this experiment right here, right now.
Let's
music. Let's check out what's on 99.5. Wait, that's not even a radio station anymore. What the hell? Jesus. We are all out of sorts right now. So we can't do all the full production here because you have all thumbs behind the wheel of the car. You got me who can barely upgrade past an iPhone 5S.
Hey, people won't know that. Through the magic of post, everything will be fine.
Everything can be fixed in post. I've always said that, except when you know, you have Liam on the show. But everything else can be fixed in post. So with that, I think it'll be a proper... Well, do you want to say... you're not behind the wheel of a car, Jack, are you?
Not at the moment.
Do you want to spread some love and say hello to our friends, our new friends?
Yeah, definitely. So we got a new sponsor we talked about last week. It's Kicks Crew, and they're founded
friends,
in
not sponsors. Founded
in 08 by a team of sneaker lovers who are keen to share their passion for sneakers to everyone around the globe. Kickscrew carries collectible sneakers, hard-to-find exclusives, and the most sought-after streetwear items. Listed as a top 20 worldwide legit site by Complex, Kickscrew only imports from authorized suppliers, so customers can be assured that everything they sell is 100% authentic and legit. Check them out by clicking on the Kickscrew banner at badslant.com/support. Step up your shoe game today. Kickscrew, we never stop.
So, did you look up your Yeezy win on Kickscrew to see how
big
how
fat
much,
winner?
How much they're selling it for there?
No, I haven't looked into that yet. But yeah, this week, this past weekend, I hit on another Adidas release. I couldn't believe it.
Was it through the Confirmed app?
This is the first win on the Confirmed app, and watch me take 30 straight L's for the rest of the season.
Bloodbath 2021.
Yeah, so, first win, I mean, yeah.
Oh, no, we
we got our first detour while I'm driving.
So Jack gets the big dub, and we're catching the first L where we're currently being detoured off of 123, so should be interesting as we navigate along.
God,
but
man.
All right, well.
I had a route in mind.
Man, this is not a good harbinger for the rest of this show, but in any case. Okay. I think that's a good spot for us to go ahead and start the show, shall we?
Yeah.
Latter part of 123 that we're not supposed to be on. It's the Bad Slam Podcast. Thanks for checking us out. I am the passenger, Action John. There's the pilot, the chairman of the board, the Iceman.
Hello.
He's speaking softly, but he carries a big stick. And then on the other end, just watching this whole disaster unfold, he's just Jack. What's up, man?
Hi.
Hi. I see the vodka soda's kicking in. Appreciate you listening to the show because that's the only offering for this rendition of the episode. But I think we're going to have it's a supersized week. So this is going to be dropped on Thursday morning. But we'll have more content in short order. But again, thanks for checking us out. You can follow us at Bad Slant on Instagram and Twitter. Eventually, we'll get back on YouTube, but we're usually on Twitch. But again, thanks for checking out the podcast. So whether it's on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, whatever, thanks for listening to us. We hope by this point you've given us a 5-star review and subscribe, but if you haven't done that already, please do so. And of course, shop your links on the website badslant.com/support. Oh my god. Sorry, it's very humid out, so it's having an effect on the old vocal cords.
Jesus.
Yeah, sorry. In any case, thanks for listening to me scream into a microphone, and of course, help us out by shopping through our links, badslant.com/support. All right, we got a lot to get to. The clock's ticking. We have something in the hopper that we need to actually get to on schedule. But man, where do we start? I don't want to start the show on a bummer note because we got enough plates spinning and we're trying to keep things light. But I think we all got hit with the wave of bad news over the weekend where they announced that Chadwick Boseman, from his own personal Twitter, announced that he died. Just up out of the blue, died. And I don't know if you guys caught wind at all of the fervor at some point in the last year or so where people were remarking about how Chadwick looked. He was starting to waste away, and people were saying he was either setting up for a role or they were just clowning him with no real rationale whatsoever. But then we find out this past Friday he'd been battling for the last 4 years colon cancer. It escaped me there, but there was no preparation for it. I don't know if you guys were waiting for some Marvel news to hit recently with all the stuff with DC, but then that's for that to be the big thing to come out from Marvel. Like, it kind of throws you for a loop, and just losing a guy that young. I mean, were you guys just like checking on Twitter, Jack? Like, did you just like scroll on the phone, or just have the news pop up elsewhere? Like, how did you find out?
You texted. You were the
Oh, it was me.
You were the outlet for us.
Oh,
so I got,
yeah.
It was a late text, pretty late, 10 something, and I just looked at my phone and
I was definitely drinking by that point, so the news hit me even harder, but yeah, I had to share. Yeah.
the article you shared was how he had passed, and so I'm like, this can't be real. And so, you know, the first place, unfortunately nowadays, the first place you go to is Twitter.
Yeah.
To see if it's real, and then you go to the Explorer, the news section, and then there it was, you know, he had passed. And then you're thinking to yourself, like, what, how, what? You just, it's a gut punch. It was a
you
little.
You start doing the mental math like first, because you start thinking, okay, yeah, it's 4 years, and then Black Panther didn't come out until 18. Oh yeah, right. He was in Civil War before that. This dude's right. been battling cancer with and playing Black Panther the entire time.
Isn't that wild?
Right. Yeah. It was definitely just this, you know, curveball coming out of nowhere, and it hit you hard, because he's you know, he's our age, you know, a couple years older, I think. But you know,
I didn't realize he was that old, honestly. 43 isn't old, but you know. I didn't know he was right, he's very youthful.
You know, he's like 5 years older than us, but I mean, you know, that's not much. And so he looks great. You thought at that point, you know, he's going to play Black Panther for a while and then continue on with his new roles. But, you know, this just hurts, man. Just overall, it's just so awful.
Ice, were you awake when I sent the bat signal out at the wee hours of the morning?
Yeah, no, I was. I was actually doing exactly, because I remember vividly, it was a Friday. I was looking for something to watch on TV, and I was going through all the options. And actually, you know, I mentioned this to you, John. I saw Get On Up with Chadwick playing James Brown, and I was like,
good flick.
I was like, I want to watch that. And I was like, kind of like, I had it in the back of my mind, I was going to go back and watch that flick. And as I was on the phone trying to see if anyone was like, you know, cause I know on Friday Bill and Ted was out and the New Mutants was out. So I was kind of trying to read the reviews. And when I hopped on Twitter, one of the first things that popped up.
Wait. Sorry. I don't want to derail like a serious part of the show. It was Friday evening and you were trolling for reviews of New Mutants.
Yeah, I just needed to know if they were worth my time, you know, to. You know,
you're going to hop in the Tesla and head straight to the theaters? Is that it?
Sorry. I considered it.
I'm sure.
Especially with our new friends. You know?
Yes, our new friends at the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah. So, you know, so the minute I hopped on Twitter, that was like one of the first things that popped up. And I saw it was trending. I was like, no. Like, you know, well, what's going on? And then once I read it, I was like, this can't be right. So then I started looking for other news articles. And yeah, lo and behold, there it is. And just definitely shocking. I don't think I was a mark for Chadwick as I am for like Kobe, but it definitely hit in a similar way.
Yeah.
When I heard the news, I was just like, I just cannot believe it.
Like similarly tragic and unexpected, just the way that the news broke and the fact that it happened to someone who you kind of just known as being in the prime of their life, or they're healthy and like, well, he portrayed a superhero, so you kind of think, well, you kind of see him that way, and then you know he's cut down in his prime like that.
Yeah, this is our niche, man. I mean, it's comic books, it's Marvel Universe. Like we know everything, we've seen all the movies, we follow it so closely, and we know how much he was gonna play in the next phase of the MCU. And I don't know, it's just like, damn, man, his future was so bright, and it's just gone too soon, man. Gone too soon.
Like the future is bright. His present was pretty badass too. Like just run down the list of high profile African American roles that he's nailed every time. You talked about James Brown and Get On Up. He played Thurgood Marshall. Christ, who else?
42.
Jackie Robinson played
42.
Played Jackie Robinson in 42. We're missing others, but I mean, like you fixate on Black Panther, but he's got just a catalog that is hard to top, especially for any current actor. And now that's going to be his legacy, and it blows to think that it stops there. But yeah, if you got HBO Max like we do, you can definitely check out Get On Up with Chadwick Boseman. He did all his dance moves. That's what I found in the aftermath in the day since. A lot of gyrating from the waist below. So if you're into that kind of thing, you will be fully satiated if you watch Get On Up. But just a bummer, dude. I I had a hard time kind of recovering like, since then. But then I started thinking about Ice's stupid Batcave story where he was just swinging whatever he could around the house. And that raised my spirits. Actually, just made me angry. But this is a temporary reprieve from everything else we got going on. Ice, where are we right now? Just out of curiosity. I know we're kind of all over the place. But
The GW Parkway.
Oh, okay. So we are headed eastbound.
This is the detour I did not want to take.
This was not expected.
Why did you go that way? That's terrible.
I'm now heading into the city.
In his defense, there were a number of construction trucks or road work trucks in the way or in the lane that we were trying to onboard. But it was not meant to be. We were taking a detour. So it's going to be a much longer show. So everyone just buckle in. We'll try to talk a little less about death, but it's going to be a lot of rambling and hopefully fewer road bumps.
May I ask the destination? Or is that a surprise?
Ice, do we want to let the cat or the bat out of the bag? Like, what do you want to do?
No.
No. Okay. So it will not be disclosed. Okay.
Not yet.
We'll have more information for you as the situation develops. But speaking of developing situations, so we mentioned the COVID scare in the household. Did we close the book on that? There is no remnant of or even real threat of COVID permeating the Batcave, Ice?
No, we are good to go.
Okay.
And actually, they're going to come by tomorrow one last time just to double check and make sure that everything was good. They insert.
Wait.
We're talking
who's
about
they?
Bats or COVID?
Huh?
Yeah, who's they?
The bat folk.
Oh, the bat. Wait, I thought we were talking about COVID.
Huh?
No, yeah, we're talking about COVID, man.
Oh, I thought I'm getting them both.
Okay, let's settle the, all family business.
Isn't the bats the source of COVID?
No.
That's
it was a
barbecue bat?
Some kind of, yeah, no. It
might have been guano.
Pangolin, that's what it is.
Pangolin.
If we're talking about COVID, nailed COVID it. Is clear.
Okay.
There is no COVID in the house.
I thought there was going to be a drive-by swabbing taking place at the old Batcave, but not meant to be. Okay, so we're safe. So we packed up and threw everything in the car for no reason. Got it. now, the Batcave, the bat situation is still lingering? Because I thought the book had closed altogether.
No, it's all done. That's part of their process. So they come. This is the third and last visit. So they are just coming to do their due diligence and just double check all the work that they've done and make sure there's no signs that anyone actually broke in to the household.
You think a bat found a key and like made its way?
Yeah. Did they like jerry rig a window? What's up with
that? No. So the extraction process, the little thing that they installed was a little funnel that allowed the bats to escape if there are any bats in the house.
So it's bat funnel, not butt funnel.
Right.
Got it.
So it allows them to get out safely and without being harmed. But the exit hole is so small that they can't find their way back in. So they're just gonna come, make sure there's no signs of them, and then from there remove that extraction tool, and they'll be on their way. All done.
So the next time because you're going to be out next week, but the next time you're back, we're going to have a full-on bat update with more bat factoids.
Yes.
Okay.
There will be more.
We have something to look forward to, Jack. Did you hear that?
I heard it, yeah.
Can you believe how educational last week's show was when it came to bats?
You know, it was so fun. I didn't tell you guys this last week.
Oh, my God, there's more.
No, one of the things that the bat folks mentioned to us when they were out here the first time was talking about guano, and I just almost died laughing.
Of course you did.
Wow.
The wifey wasn't with me. She wasn't on the same page.
Didn't pick up on that, did she?
No.
Can't imagine why.
I was like, you don't know what guano is? I was like, oh, come on.
Man.
Yeah.
Well,
horrible.
I don't know how to follow that up other than... Have you checked out GoDaddy lately? GoDaddy is the world's largest and most trusted domain registrar that empowers people like you with creative ideas to succeed online. I'm stuttering. I'm stroking out. Buying a domain name is easy with GoDaddy's domain search tool and domain name registrar tools. You can find the perfect website address for your business, but GoDaddy offers more than just a platform to build your website about guano. GoDaddy offers everything you need to create an effective, memorable online presence. And if you already have one or more of their products, transferring your domain or website or hosting for that matter, to GoDaddy lets you consolidate your web presence with one provider so it's easier to manage. For our Bad Slant listeners, visit our page, badslant.com/support. There's going to be 19 different banners there. Please make sure you click on the GoDaddy one and make sure you find the perfect.com for your business starting at $4.99. Get going with GoDaddy. Man, there was no other way to get out of that Guano story. You still there? Are you still thinking about Guano? You're staring off into the distance.
Guano.
Go ahead, John.
I will say that I hear every bump in the road.
I'm sure.
I get maybe it's just your laptop bumping on your legs, but I hear it.
Perhaps that's cool. That. Right. Okay, excellent. All right. Now that we've settled that aspect of the show, we're getting close to our destination, are we not, Ice?
Yes, destination one.
You let me know. Like, are we going to wait until we're within visual distance of the landing spot before we let the cat out of the bag, or are we going to continue on until we get to our final destination, Devon Sawa?
Let's see. There could be a let's let him guess.
Okay. Jack, I'll give you a hint. I mentioned before we're headed eastbound. I am currently within visual distance of the Pentagon. So the Pentagon.
Okay.
So that clue one is
all right.
Is the Pentagon is actually to our off in the offing to the left.
To the left.
To the left. To the left.
To the left.
That's really not that that much of a lead on, honestly. But
right, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. But that tells you where we are just in general.
Yes, you are in Arlington, Virginia.
Yes, beautiful, sure. Scenic Arlington, Virginia. Where we all linked up. Where we all became friends. Actually, well, we were family, so that kind of a
right.
Main point.
That's where our bond formed.
Yes, our collective bond. I'll say that. Not like you and I, but I mean collectively, you, myself, and Ice.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Is your mic still working? You can still hear Ice?
I'm still here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
This detour. I thought we lost them again. It threw me off for a little loop, and I'm trying to figure out where I am.
It was almost detour number two, but I think you can just go straight shot. So we're going to be.
I think I know exactly where I am now.
Yeah, we're going to be kosher here in a few. Well, while
we only
while
lived there for 15 years, it's fine.
I know.
Do you remember he couldn't bail out of this this S-hole fast enough?
That wasn't by design, man. I actually wanted to stay so bad.
Sure.
And it wasn't
That's
until
what they all
the,
say.
The school found out I moved.
Oh, wait, so you were actually trying to pull a fast one?
Yeah, because remember, I'm sure I mentioned
he told us.
Yeah, okay. But so my family we bought a house in Annandale, so we left Arlington.
Actiondale.
It was my brother's last year in high school, so there was no point in moving him, and so he
Wakefield.
Wanted to stay. Yeah.
Yo, man, I want to stay. I don't want to go nowhere.
So we're like, shoot, my dad was willing to drop us off every morning. So we're like, oh, why not? So
if
he's going to go, I'm going to go. So I decided to stay put. And somehow they got our new mailing address and I was forced to leave.
I think there was a rat in your unit, and that's a fact.
It's probably the post office man.
Oh, right.
Oh, those busters.
Those Ghostbusters. Man, that's a bummer. Well, I apologize for forgetting, but if you know me, I have a penchant for forgetting everything. So there's that. But any other guesses, Jack? Considering the last hint, which is not very good.
That was
at
a
all.
That was a terrible. A terrible clue. I have no idea where you're at now.
Clue two: the road on which we are traveling currently will actually take us from Arlington to Annandale.
Columbia Pike.
Bingo.
There we go. Well, that's accurate. It's not the final destination, but that's accurate. So 2 points. Clear the board. You gonna keep the charade going?
So you just passed. So you just passed the Pentagon, or you're okay. So I'm guessing where you are. Did you already pass Bob and Edith?
I'm on my way.
Okay. Carry on my wayward son. Yes.
Yeah. We're almost there.
We are approaching Bob and Edith.
We're pretty close.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where you are. If you look to your right, Izalco's was used to be there, but now is a condominium.
A little too early, too soon, Junior, as they say in the Fast and Furious. But yeah, but we're approaching that, so you get half credit. It's cool. We're going to be passing the Texaco, where we used to use our fake IDs to buy cigarettes.
What is that? Use my fake ID.
Your fake ID? Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this is the first time I was actually in ICE's vehicle, so.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So the beeping is actually a new software update, so it lets us know every time the light turns green when you're at a stop at a red light in case you're not paying attention.
Like, say, you're sitting at the stoplight recording a podcast. Exactly. Like, it's the perfect mechanism to keep things moving along.
I feel like they know when my eyes aren't facing forward, so it just goes bing. I was like, oh, thanks.
So, bing. Like, you're driving, holding a microphone, and scrolling on the gram. Like, you are really just a whirling dervish.
I'm trying my hardest to keep the microphone as low as possible because I get so paranoid driving by, like, all these cops with a mic in my hand.
Do you really, like, if you're going to have, say, a headset on, like, you know, sometimes it's corded, sometimes it's, you know, maybe something rudimentary like a microphone. Like, I'm sure that's...
And a headphone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think... I think you're not calling as much attention to yourself as you
and
think
a boom
you are.
Mic and, no, just kidding. That would be cool if we had the full setup in here. Just
you want to go full Jerry Seinfeld?
Like, hang up all the cameras and all that? That would
yeah. We're about halfway through the show. How successful do you think this portion of the bit has gone so far?
It's actually better than I thought. We're actually running, and there's plenty of juice left in the car, so it's not draining extra batteries from the ride. So
do we need
not too bad?
Do we need to have like a third person in the car to monitor like the mileage and see that the battery levels are all checking out?
No, I'm staying right at it.
Okay, all right. I trust you. This is your car. This is your spaceship. Because by God, it feels like a spaceship back here.
We are almost at the destination.
Oh, we are almost approaching our destination. Jack, final guesses. We've passed the Wendy's on Columbia
Broiler.
Pike. Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Ding, 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 ding. It is the only Tesla in the Broiler parking lot. And
are you going to park right up front?
I mean,
you park right up front. That
it's less than ideal to do so, but my Uber
driver...
No,
park on the side. Park on the side.
I'll be right back.
He'll be right back. Yeah, we're at the Broiler. And that obviously kind of led to the question, or was the reasoning behind the question earlier as to whether or not you were hungry. We may be headed your way with the delivery, perhaps.
Yay. Awesome.
So work up an appetite.
It's the best sub. Steak and cheese sub in this area. It beats everything
else. Have you had every steak and cheese
sandwich
in the area? Okay. Is there even one that comes set close, like, in terms of a second place?
I would say Santini's, but
you're really thinking hard about this one.
It's okay. I would.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch!
You know,
I stepped
there isn't
out.
Really
God damn it! Oh damn! Oh, the man is back. Damn, that was fast.
Well, we probably ordered ahead of time, right?
Actually, it was at the onset of the show as we were trying to navigate our way here. Because, you know, once you go to Annandale, you never go back. You have no idea how to get back to Arlington. As we were putting in the GPS directions, we were Ice was putting in the order. I actually have no idea
awesome.
What you ordered on behalf of the three of us. So it's going to be the diarrhea special, I think. Perhaps.
1 second.
Probably.
Okay.
Need to get out of here before.
For any John Q. Laws get wind of what we're doing back here. He is making his hasty retreat.
Was the fuzz in there too?
I'm back.
Was it the fuzz? Was it them that were parked in the front?
Nah, I had a lot of eyes though. Like, what the hell is this Tesla doing in this part of town, man?
Arlington's come up. Yeah.
In the Broiler.
Yeah.
This, you know.
It's actually popping pretty good for 9:30 at night or 9:45. God, have we been in the car that long? It's 9:45 and the place is packed. I guess they open till 11 o'clock. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't know that. 11? Well, we used to be there pretty late when
Dude,
we were younger.
What the hell happened to this corner, man?
What do you mean?
It's not the Food Star and High Q anymore.
Do you want to go to High Q?
There's like a Harris Teeter now.
Oh God, I haven't been here either. Sweet merciful Jesus,
Holy
man!
Holy moly!
All you native Arlingtonians, We would just shit yourself. You saw what's going on here at this George Mason
this
and Columbia Pike.
This is our home, man.
Intercept.
Where did the? I think the food star moved somewhere else. Where'd it go?
Oh, you know what? I think I know exactly where it wound up. Route 7 in, is it Alexandria Falls Church-ish? Route 7 near the Toys R Us. Actually, it took the place of the Toys R Us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah. I'm
fairly certain of it. This is an awful show, I think, for people to listen to. My God, we're just looking around and like finding landmarks.
We're strolling,
like, ooh.
Strolling down memory lane.
We're literally driving down memory lane. Do you want to keep going down memory lane? You want to talk about David Blaine's crazy ass flying into the sky?
Oh my God, man. If we weren't doing the show tonight, that's exactly where I'd be.
Wait. Ugh. Is he still doing it?
Tonight?
No, he's done. No,
he's done, right?
Didn't he do it? He did it.
I thought he did the bit.
He did it.
I didn't see it, though.
You didn't see it.
What do you mean?
Oh,
it happened today, bro.
Yeah, no, today.
Yeah. But you're telling me you'd be at home right now at 9:45 at night, sleep deprived, watching David Blaine tied to a bunch of balloons.
Yes. What time did he go on? I thought it's a primetime thing.
Well, perhaps. What? Well, it was live on YouTube, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's in the evening. Yeah.
No, it was in the daytime, bro.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It live streamed on YouTube today.
During the day?
Can I just say, when he told us that that was appointment viewing for him, I don't think I've been hurt. As like not since like my parents left me alone as a latchkey kid in kindergarten did I feel as hurt as I did when he said he was anxiously awaiting David Blaine's latest stunt.
That's horrible.
But you didn't know he did it?
Well, I thought it was prime time. I thought it was at night.
What a waste.
Why would he do it at night? That's so dangerous.
I don't know. You're right. When you think about it now,
why would he descend 25,000 feet in the dark?
Well, he's done the whole leap of faith thing in the dark before. You ever watched that thing?
No, this is different, man. He's holding on to 52 balloons and ascending into the sky.
It would have been a lot easier for him to just vanish into thin air if he did at night.
I would prefer that he just vanished into thin air, for being completely honest.
Exactly.
Ever since he stopped dating Josie Moran, his value to me has gone from next to nothing. To next to nothing.
I have new respect for him because he's also a girl dad. And
okay.
In the last
partial credit.
The last special that he did, he actually started teaching his daughter magic, and she started performing it to people, and it's like, holy crap, man. If she actually has a passion for this thing, she has the potential to be like literally the next David Blaine.
So Angelica Blaine is on deck, is what we should be checking out for. I have no idea what her name is. I'm very stupid out there. All right. I had no idea you were such a mark until that message came through on Slack. And then, again, more sadness. And then I thought about the bat thing again. And then I was back and angry. Ready to roll. Oh, can you still hear or no? No, I think that's what's happening. It's actually tugging on the cable. Bear with me just one second, Jack. I'm going to see if I can get him situated.
Well, as we get ice situated, David Blaine, he went up 24,900 feet.
Oh, perfect.
And then what happened was he parachuted down.
Right.
But the team that he was with, the Ascension team, only expected him to go up to about 18,000 feet.
Don't
so
they sound like a really bad like dance troupe, the Ascension team?
Yeah. It sounds awful,
yeah.
But
they should be on America's Best Dance Crew.
The Ascension, just Ascension. Yes. Don't even say team. Ascension.
Okay.
But yeah, he did it this morning at like 8:55
a.m.
Like 9 in the morning. Yeah,
oh
a.m. Bro.
God.
What's wrong with you? You're the worst.
I was working. Sorry. Jeez, man. Can't
we all
I
were.
Missed it.
So you had us research a David Blaine story for something you completely missed and didn't even
that's
DVR.
Why I thought it was prime time. I thought it was 8 like p.m. I didn't realize it was like 8 a.m.
And now you're navigating us to Food Star. What the literal hell is going
oh,
on
yeah.
right now, sir?
That's exactly the only reason why I drove down.
Oh my God. The food's getting cold and you just wanted to drive by Food Star?
That was it.
Oh my God. My blood sugar is so low right now. You have no idea, Jack. We've been
Food
at
Star.
This for hours.
You're right. They did move Food Star.
Well, I mean, there ain't no more Toys R Us's in the world, so they might as well fill up some space somewhere.
Man, that parking lot used to suck.
For the Toys R Us parking lot or Food Star?
Both.
Okay, fair. You think anybody on the planet right now knows exactly what we're talking about as far as Food Stars are concerned?
I mean, that was the immigrant place to shop for groceries. Like, everything else was too expensive. They didn't have what we needed, right? Like, you needed, like, we needed certain condiments and vegetables, and everybody,
accoutrement.
Everyone who lived in that area went there. And back then, Arlington wasn't what it was now. It was a lot poorer. A lot of influx of, you know, Southeast immigrants and Southeast Asian immigrants. And
right.
Like, well, now it's a lot of Hispanics. So
yeah, I know we grew up on Food Star for like quite some time. So I think that's why I have fond memories of it, just because that was like our go-to grocery store. And then
vegetables dusted with Comet, like, you know, just the best.
Yeah. And then,
no.
And then I just remember afterwards, like as we got older, then we migrated over to the corner to Hi-Q, and that's where we hung out.
That was the worst place ever. I hated that place.
I was gonna say perhaps we started shopping at better grocery stores, but no, you went straight to the gangster pool hall. So it's a natural progression. You get your papayas, and then you start buying your cigarettes out of a vending machine. Oh God, Jack! Do you hear these bumps? These bumps?
What is happening?
Oh, cops are here.
What is happening?
Mic down.
All right, hold on. Let me kill the light. Hold on. Let me make sure that don't want to attract attention of the fuss. They may be doing a DUI checkpoint at this intersection here. We could be going to the Hooskow. Man, I was actually entertaining the notion of having a beverage before. Definitely not one in the vehicle. I don't know who would try to do that, especially in a Tesla. I think we were prudent in avoiding that whole situation altogether.
That's good.
What is going on around here, man?
I don't know. Maybe someone could. Maybe if we ran this idea past somebody, they could have told us this was a terrible idea to record a podcast in the back of a car. But you know, it's a life experience. Oh my God, it's a District Taco here, man. This is terrible.
Hey,
terrible
Skyline,
content.
Skyline has changed as well.
Oh, you guys are on Route 7. I know.
We found the new Food Star, and now we're passing what used to be Skyline Mall. As it were.
Did you really just drive by the new Food Star?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You want me
God.
To go in? You want me to buy you something?
No. I just didn't know you actually drove by it. I didn't know why.
Would you like a Jarritos, Jack?
No,
we
good.
Can turn back around and grab you one to go with our steak and cheeses.
I am okay. Thank you.
Fair enough.
Speaking of which, do you guys drink that, or do you do the Inca Kola bit?
Can somebody explain to me what Inca Kola actually is?
Aren't they all the same, just different brand? Like, I know, like, it's like the Jarritos is like they have like the red ones and the green ones.
They have flavors, sir. There's a mandarin orange. There's other stuff. I'm just saying, like, the colors actually denote flavor.
But I got some pollo. Some Peruvian chicken the other week.
Because you're Honduran, right?
And I when you order online,
still can't tell.
There's an option that you can do like a mystery soda, and so I was like, cool, why not? You know, I didn't. You can like place your order for like a Coke or a Sprite or whatever, or you can just say random.
Microphone, pick up. You're talking.
No, in there's a cop, man.
What is he going to do? He's not gonna like.
While you're driving.
Oh my God. Ice just continued to speak into the void as he dropped the microphone to his pelvic area.
It sounds very distant.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But Jesus. There's rather than picking your typical ginger ale Coke,
hey Wakefield Sprite, High School. Sorry.
You can you can do like a mystery can where they pick for you, and then when I went there they picked out this like it was kinda like a Inca Kola, but it was called like something like rose champagne soda or something like that.
I was gonna say the mystery was would you like a small Inca Kola or a large Inca Kola?
But I liked it because it reminded me of Big Red, if you remember that old soda.
Are we still talking about Big Red?
Big Red is delicious.
Oh my God,
Jack, tell me you know Big
this
Red.
Is like season one bad slang here.
Big Red, yeah, it's really sweet. Super sweet,
cloyingly sweet.
There's
it's
something
really
about
sweet.
And then you know, for the longest time I kept thinking about it.
I hope we got that on mic.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, so, holy crap, there's a silver diner here.
There's
man. Change, man. Changed, man.
Again.
So
where's the silver diner?
It's where Five Guys used to be near
Wakefield. Oh.
Where Friday's in that opposite corner.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is. Oh,
Jack used to skip school and drive right past this intersection every day.
Yep.
Okay,
every day.
So, Big Red. So I, you know, it wasn't until I realized they have it at the Commonwealth Dry Good. So if you go there, they actually have glass bottles of Big Red there, which is amazing, amazing.
It's okay. It's just it's basically sugar water, soda, whatever.
Sugar, water, purple is what it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
I could use some sugar right now. I think I made it sound like a joke. I really think my blood sugar is crashing through the floor of this Tesla. I may pass out before the time we get through with the show. But I feel
a low energy coming from you, John.
Yeah, a little bit. It's not the first time it's happened, but it might have been that last loop around the food star that that did me in. I don't know. It's cool. It's totally fine. But we're making decent. Actually, no, it's not decent time. I think it's taking a full hour for us to get to old Just Jack. But we'll press on.
What is going on?
It's been nothing but cops and stoplights and like it nonstop shenanigans the entire time we've been in this vehicle moving along.
We could go long, guys, if the battery can hold.
I'd prefer not to. Action John is starting to fade.
He's running out of action.
I'm gonna fade myself here any second here, but oh good lord. Jack, would you be hearing what you've heard so far, would you be interested in swapping out at some point and being the man in the back?
No,
he needs food.
Not at all.
He needs food.
Not
Sweet
at all.
God.
All right. I'm. Once we get on the highway, I'm flying.
When you say fly, because I don't know how Teslas actually work. Are we going to take flight? Are you going to take your hands off the steering wheel like they do in like flight simulators? Like what's going to happen here?
That's
in a second?
What I'm hoping to do. Once I'm finally just on a highway that I feel like that's not doing some crazy construction, then I'm gonna let this thing just drive us where we need to get to.
Would you say the detour to Food Star was a foolhardy endeavor?
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't necessary.
Okay.
But, you know, it was nice trip down memory lane.
Until the speed bumps. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're passing Southern Towers, which one Dave Bautista used to occupy as
his
residence.
That?
Why wouldn't
I know how he knows that.
Why wouldn't I know that?
No, why would you know that?
I'm pretty sure he tweeted about Southern Towers. I don't know, man. the man makes an impact. I'm not going to lie. He is Wakefield High School's finest graduate. Or I'm not even sure if he graduated. Wait, what? He went to Wakefield, bro.
You didn't know that?
Oh, shout out to him. No, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
He's the world's most famous half-Greek, half-Filipino Wakefield attendee. I don't know if he graduated, but we'll just call him a Wakefield graduate. How about that?
Nice.
Are you currently... Life. Did you stop down mid-show
him.
And just Google furiously?
I'm Googling
he did.
Furiously right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's much older than us, but yeah.
He is. He's got like a full-grown daughter who might be old enough to... I don't know, vote twice. Like he's grown. He's in his 50s.
Yeah, he's born and raised in Arlington, Virginia. Shout out.
Yeah, and he's also a Filipino. He's actually walked one Manny Pacquiao to the ring at one point.
A Pacquiao.
Yes, that's the one, Jack.
That's the one.
Nice.
Nailed it. The pronunciation, chef's kiss.
This is like the best part of the trip now.
Can we please continue on the rest of the trip like this? Can I just go ahead and root in the back and get the food? No, it's not happening. It was strategically placed to ensure that I don't break into that thing prematurely.
The hell is that?
There's so much happening right now.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God.
I'm speeding things along. I was letting the car drive itself for a little bit, but
Then you saw my eyes move to the back of my head, and you're
now
like,
we're running out of time, so I'm stepping on it.
We got about 15 minutes in the show proper. We can do a little overtime, I think. But
don't we have other topics on the?
Yeah, we totally can delve into the show sheet. has anyone learned anything about Batman in the last week? Because we used to have a running bit where we were going to update Batman production news like on a week-to-week basis. But
I have dug a little deeper into the trailers and watching some of these like breakdowns of like kind of like the DC nerds kind of super like overanalyzing every little details of the trailer. And there's so much that I miss.
I'm glad you did that instead of watching David Blaine, but please go ahead.
Hey, man. I'm kind of sad that I missed it. I'm sure there'll be a replay somewhere.
It's on the internet.
Yes, that you did. Yes. You missed the David Blaine. You sad about that? Come on.
I cannot believe how much I overlooked. I guess I was just more focused on trying to see the Batman and all the little Batman details and stuff. And
what's the price for your blind eye?
I totally miss Colin Farrell as Oswald Cobblepot.
Say that again.
was I close?
Just try it again, just for fun.
Cobblepot. What the heck was that?
I don't know. Was it with the battery flying out of the car? Like, are we screwed now?
Something dropped.
Is the show over?
I think I dropped something.
Oh.
Something Cobblepot.
Oswald Cobblepot is
Oswald.
Yes.
Yes.
Partial
but,
credit.
But I didn't realize that was him. I guess there wasn't. I guess how are you supposed to know that was him in the teaser? It barely looked like the guy.
It was a lot of conjecture about that whole point. I think they didn't want to make it obvious that it was Colin Farrell. So there was some scuttlebutt on Instagram where the VFX team was actually saying, hey, by the way, we did this. And then somebody challenged them on it. And it's like, by the way, we actually made the suit for Colin Farrell to be the Penguin. So it was confirmed by the people who actually made the suit.
Mm.
Yes. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. So I totally missed that. And okay. I didn't realize, I really don't know how I missed this, but the Catwoman was in the teaser as well. I guess I totally...
What?
Catwoman?
So the woman...
Oh, yeah, Catwoman.
With the cat burglar hat, yes. Jumping around like the Catwoman. You didn't pick up on the fact that was the Catwoman?
No, for some reason I didn't. I didn't connect those two.
Okay.
You know why I didn't connect those two? Because for some reason I was so fixated on the fact that it was the Riddler and Batman. And I was trying to see if there's any signs of the Joker in the little teaser.
Spoiler, there was none.
And I think I just kind of blocked out the rest of it. I was so looking for the details for all the other stuff that I was like, there's no way they're going to have the Penguin in there and right. Catwoman in there. Like, there's too many. This is making me a little nervous now. At first, I was like, this is going to be cool. But now it's like, oh, man, they're doing too much, man. Maybe.
Wait, so you've actually soured on it in the week since?
Yeah. I don't like when these movies come out swinging too hard. It's like, you don't need to go that hard. It's like, you can really just focus on, like, you know, your two main characters and focus on the story around them, you know, the hero and the villain. And,
I'm baffled by this.
And I just feel like there's too many moving pieces now that I'm like...
So are you worried that the trailer... is going to be better than the actual movie? Is that what you're worried about?
I just feel like they're, you know, and this is like DC doing DC things where they do too much, and then when they do too much, they don't put enough energy into doing any one thing right, and that's my biggest concern.
It sounds very much like the Spider-Man 3 effect is what you're concerned
right,
with.
Right? Yeah, it's like they did. It's like initially you're like, whoa, you got. Sandman, that was in 3, right?
Yes.
And then you got
Sandman,
Venom.
I'm trying to think if there's another element in there.
There was one more. I think it was it the Rhino?
No, that was the Amazing Spider-Man 2. Oh.
That was terrible. It was the Rhino you saw in the trailer, and he only appeared at the end of the movie. Awful.
Yes.
The worst.
I think there was also. Black Cat, I think, was an element of that Spider-Man 3.
There was just
love
so
triangle. Oh, the emo factor and the Goblin. Goblin, that's who you're
thinking of. Yeah, there's so much in there, and I just felt like it was just too many. And now the Batman is kind of going through all the same motions,
right?
Of having too much, and it's like I think you already had everyone impressed with. The way that they're doing Batman,
yes.
So you should have just kind of ran with that. But now it's like, oh god, now there's. I mean, I'd like to be proven wrong, you know. So
I hope you are.
Yeah,
Jack, have you maintained your position that it was epic in what you saw last week, or have you become a flip flop, flim flam man like this guy here?
No, I still enjoy the trailer. There's a lot. There are, like Ice mentioned, there's a lot. You know, a lot more. Outlets and sites have dug deeper into the trailer, so there's a lot of Easter eggs there. So you know, I have my expectation. I'm not gonna give it like high expectations, but I liked it. It looked great. So hopefully they can continue to build on that, and then, you know, because they are shooting now. So hopefully, I mean, look, we talked about it already. The suit looks great. Pattinson looks great in it. The Riddler looks awesome and just freaking scary as hell. So I'll just sit back and hopefully they come out with a good product and it's a good story and see where it goes.
Speaking of seeing where it goes, Jack, we are coming in hot.
Okay.
Do you see any Batmobile-like vehicles patrolling the block? I don't know if you have access to a front-facing window.
No, I'm in the back.
Okay.
All right. The light should be on. Just go ahead and if you're here, just drop it off and I'll. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much. But I'll go and get it after the show.
Well, we may actually have to sit in and nosh a little bit because. I'm not kidding, okay. And I wish I really was doing a bit right now, but I think I'm having some type of aphasia where I'm just slowly starting to I've been decimated by Thanos.
We're gonna eat.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. But bear with us, Jeff.
Yeah, eat in front of the house. Park. Yeah. And then I'll come out and we can hang out for a little bit. There'll be some mosquitoes probably.
For a spell. Right. We got.
Are we going to keep this running?
You want to stop down for a second, and then we can send Jack on his merry way, or what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you want?
We could do that.
Okay, we'll stop down right here, and then we will pick up here in just a second. Fair? Well, we're all back. I didn't die. I stuffed a little steak and cheese in my face, and I'm none the worse. That doesn't even make any sense. I have no idea what's going on right
okay,
now.
Okay, so he's not fully back, but
no, yeah, not at all.
He's
no, God bless. Well, that was interesting to say the least. We got to take a trip through memory lane. You got to watch me stroke out for lack of carbohydrates. And we got to visit with Jack and
we drove to the city. Look at that.
Look at that. Wait, what city?
D.C. Oh. We were like right outside D.C.
We were like on the outskirts. Like we if we farted, we might have like landed in D.C., but we didn't quite cross the border. But I'd say this was a modest success. I don't know if we'll have the positive feedback we were hoping for, but, you know. Is that a frosty cold one, Jack? I can't see anymore. Your camera has gone dark.
What a tease.
Yeah. Oh my. You thought he would have brought
what?
Would have brought us like a nice frosty beverage when we got there, but
my bad.
It's all good.
My bad.
It's all good, man. There. That's the vodka soda from before?
Yeah. I should have gave you a vodka soda.
It's fine. I might have just shrank into a diabetic coma from that point. Yeah. Well, okay. On that note, I would say we probably need to go back and refine the model for what do we call this thing? The mobile pod? Any cutesy names we can assign to this thing?
That sounds terrible.
That's terrible. I'm hanging on by a thread here, guys. You have no earthly idea.
Carpool karaoke.
You know what? That does have a bit of a ring to it. I think we might need to... Let's ride that
That's
wave.
An original, by the way.
I like that.
So original.
We got a lot of homework to do on this one, but I think it shows promise.
What's the Jerry Seinfeld one? Is it coffee with Jerry Seinfeld?
Comedians in cars getting coffee.
I think that, yeah.
It's very much outside the box thinking.
Bad slant in cars.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll work on it. You guys workshop that and you let me know where you get to. But I think we got a little, I'm not going to do the read here unless... Jack, you want to do it for us? Say hello to our friends at Mondo.
Sure. Mondo works with major artists and studios to forge beautifully designed, licensed products that navigate pop culture. It started with posters, then soundtrack LPs, and has blossomed into the ever-expanding hydra of art-forward, entertainment collectibles, games, puzzles, apparel, toys that we now call home. Hop on over to Mondo today by clicking on the Mondo banner at badslant.com/support and browse their ever-expanding hydra of entertainment collectibles while supporting the show.
So does this mean like they've been infiltrating S.H.I.E.L.D. and making licensed toys this entire time? I had no idea.
I think so because they used in their read it's Hydra twice. So yeah, I think Hail Hydra.
Yes, Hail Hydra. Well, thank you Hydra. Thank you Mondo for fighting the good fight, and we're gonna fight through to the end of this show because we have more show coming tomorrow. We're going to be bringing back our buddy, our friend, our pal. Youngin from the Tough as Nails on CBS. Tonight was the season finale. We got lots to mine through as far as his progress on the show. We won't let the cat out of the bag for those folks who haven't had a chance to catch up just yet. But be sure to get it on your on demand and watch all the shows before we dive in and dissect all the happenings between Team Dirty Hands and the Savage Crew. Man, can you get a load of that rap that they did for that one episode?
That was
anyone.
It was so cringe. Was like, it was cringeworthy. Cringeworthy.
So cringe, bro.
So that means that was pre-planned, right?
There had to have been some production at the very least, like a sheet, like we put together a show sheet, just like coasting right through. But still, like somebody put effort into that.
At first, I thought it was a cipher, and they were like kind of spin
a cipher. A cipher.
I was like. I was like, hold up, maybe hey, not.
Hang
not,
on, B Rabbit has something to say here. Hang on. But yeah, we'll definitely touch on that tomorrow when we get Young. And I think we're going to go back on Twitch for that. You think he'll give us the green light?
Yeah, I think so. I think this time we can go live.
The world must see his beautiful face and ours once more. Apologies to Kumja for depriving her of our presence for this very week. But we'll make it up tomorrow evening, I think. Fair?
Yes, sir.
Fair.
Guys, put me to bed. I'm done.
I should have just picked you up so I could just drive you home.
That would have been the move. My God, that would have been the move. That really would have been something worth signing up for. But we digress. That'll be something we add to the notes for improvements for the next roadcast. Roadcast?
Roadcast.
Driving Miss AJ.
There we go. Not the Rodcast, folks. Roadcast.
Roadcast.
Roadcast. Bad Slant Roadcast coming at you. Coming in hot. Okay, well, I think that's a good stopping point. So we will see you all on Twitch with Youngin. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this in sequential order. But until then, Jack, take us out. Put me out of my misery, please.
Up here? I'm already gone.